Now joining the Winona Sports Network head coach for the Winona State women's basketball team, Anna Wirtz. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. A split 1-1 weekend. You beat Bemidji, but you fall on a close one to Crookston. I'm sure you wanted the 2-0, but you'll take the one. How would you characterize the weekend, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. You wanted to come out with both. I think going into it, I knew that Crookston was going to be 50-50. And come down to the wire, and unfortunately didn't make enough plays to get over the top on that one. So,
In that game, you talked earlier last week about how you had to limit their scores, and they had two scores up at past 20 points, another one at 18. They shot it really well. As on top of that, you know, what was the difference in your defensive effort there, where you just didn't really stop them on too many occasions, or I should say, enough occasions?
Yeah, I mean, just look back. You get Emma Miller. she's different. So I don't think anybody in the league has stopped her all year, and you have to do so many different things in order to try to stop her that it does tend to free up some others. And so, yeah, we lost her a couple. I mean, other people got hot because of what we were attempting to do to limit her shots and make her life a little bit more difficult. So, yeah, I mean, I watched it back, and I wasn't super upset about the type of shots that the other players made. A lot of them were contested. We were right there. They did just get hot. It wasn't, you know, when I look back at like the Mary weekend or Minot, like scouting report issues or breakdowns and stuff where it felt like we weren't anywhere near the picture. We were there, and unfortunately it was a team that kind of caught fire. And you'd like to make an adjustment, but you make any adjustment there, then all of a sudden you let Emma Miller get loose even more. So it's just a tough. Yeah, they have a nice team. They can score in so many different positions, and props to them. They got hot on us, and it just seemed like we didn't quite have the answer. I guess to finish it out.
It's a frustrating type loss, I can imagine, because your offense was also firing on all cylinders. I mean, you too shot it above 40% from both the field and behind the arc. What was the message to the team after that game where it's you have such a successful offensive night, but you still lose the game? How do you keep the confidence there?
Right. It's just, I mean, number one is just trying to get them to understand and believe. I mean, we're pretty darn good. We might not be sitting at the top with some of the other teams in the league, but we're right in that next mix, and it's going to come down to the wire in a lot of games. It's going to be just like that Crookston one. And now it's just, you know, each one of us has to make one more play, including myself, just one more better decision on the court that night, and they can go our way. But I am not going to look at Crookston as it's not a bad loss. Like, they're competitive. They've been competing with some of the better teams in our league, even the top ones. It's not a bad loss, but we do have to find a way to pull away with those. And it's not going to be our last. We keep kind of finding ourselves in that same position of we're competing with that next tier, of what the league looks like right now. Right now you've got Mankato sitting up at the top, and then you got Concordia Southwest. And probably Northern in that grouping, but right after that, the league is up for grabs, in that next position. So it's going to come down to just each one of us has to make one more better play that night.
Mary was a much more conceited effort defensively. You had the big second quarter where you pulled away and you kept the lead for that one. In the Crookston game, I thought it was a much more diverse attempt on the offensive side. And then in that Mary game, it was kind of Olivia Gamoki putting up a lot of shots. And, you know, I was wondering if you're okay with that approach, if it was sort of just what Mary was giving you and they were giving Olivia Gamoki a lot of looks, or would you prefer it to be a little bit more spread around?
Yeah, you mean Bemidji?
Yes, Bemidji.
Yeah, I mean, if she gets freed up, she's got the green light from me. You're not going to see me hold somebody back if we can get her an open look, as long as it is a nice catch and shoot. And she found a lot that night, and I'm not going to stop her from from taking great looks for her. We needed them. She's the one that started us off in the first 8-0 run. It was 8-8 Olivia Gamoki. So, it's just kind of what teams give us, and Yeah, that certainly the kryptonite, it felt like we could really score from many, many different places. Yeah, I think defensively, I think Bemidji was just a little step above. Bemidji also ended up going zone and just kind of that press. So that really was opened up the, again, Olivia Kamoki got some open looks on that, and we need her to, to kind of get us out of that.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz, how's practice going to look this week as you prepare for St. Cloud and Moorhead and your second straight weekend of being at your home court?
Yeah. Well, we actually are, you know, just kind of shooting and doing some more recovery type stuff and talking and film watching, maybe more so than really getting after it on the court today. We've got some bodies that are, we're just kind of trying to keep them healthy, keep them as healthy as possible. I should say there's definitely some bumps and bruises, and I think, you know, every team's dealing with it, but I felt like one more day of rest for some of our players that have been playing a lot of minutes. They just felt like through the weekend they got to a point, some of them, where they needed more subs, more time on the bench, and so somehow we've got to find a way to navigate the week so that we can keep them on the floor as long as possible. And yeah, but I mean, right now I'm cranking out St. Cloud, just they will X and O you to death. They are Princeton offense, and they're really just trying to break you down. So that one's a big scouting report one for us. So it's just going to be really detailed stuff on that. Like going into last weekend, it was kind of just, you know, do what we do and do it well. And then this one, I would say there's going to be some adjustments that we'll have to make to be able to defend, I would say for sure, St. Cloud, and I'll take a look at Moorhead next. But yeah, it's a scouting report locked in kind of a game, that's for sure.
And you talk about the middling teams of the NSIC and that second level. Both of these teams are in that second level. And to keep it with St. Cloud here, I think they have a fairly tall front court, if I'm not mistaken. And on top of that, they have one injured player in Abigail O'Reilly, who I saw play at the high school level, and I know how talented she can be. Are you expecting to scout for her? Is she? Do you know what her status is at all going against St. Cloud on Friday night?
I haven't actually got an official word on that, but I do not believe that she will be coming back. Possibly the rest of the season was my guess.
Okay.
Yeah, they've had some bad luck over there dealing with stuff with the injuries. It's you got to get lucky sometimes.
Right.
With any team.
On top of that, though, you don't have to worry about Abigail O'Reilly then, but still, it's going to be a big rebounding game, I would assume. How are you going to try and combat that?
Yeah, they rebound at every position, so that's definitely a fish. Has some recruit some longer, bigger athletes at all positions, whether it's guards and posts, and so yeah. I mean, they're definitely going to be an athletic team. They always defend well, so it's never easy to go into St. Cloud games because you know you've got to just be perfect on the defensive end as far as, you know, over this layer, under this one, like just the details there. And then on the other end of the floor, you know, you're going to have to. Possessions, they don't hand you anything, so I mean, it'll be a tough matchup for sure, but yeah, I think it's a game that, again, I think is gonna be a close one.
If you look at the weekend as a whole coming up here, what do you want your team to do? What do you think the Warriors need to do this weekend for you to get the weekend you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, it's just one more thing, you know, if we've got some people maybe getting to the rim but not finishing at the level that we could use them to, or boxing out but not quite able to pursue that rebound and that loose ball, just that one more thing. Everyone's kind of got one, and I've kind of challenged them to look at that, and whether that's coming in and watching film or getting on the floor for a little extra reps this week, but just trying to take that one thing and check that box so we're good to go. So yeah, we just got to. I mean, I'm going to have to be very detailed and ready on every, you know, late game situation. And yeah, we all just got to one more notch.
That's head coach for Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz. Coach, as always, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Good luck this week and this weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you.